It's the Hano Nation Radio with Romeo.
This is the Hano Nation Radio. My name is Romeo, and we got a very special guest hanging out with us today on the podcast. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
My name is Oscar Nino. Hola, mis amigos. I'm the lead singer and bajo sexto player for Grupo Vision out of Freeport, Texas.
Grupo Vision.
It's a great honor to be here.
Welcome to the show, and thanks for taking time out to talk to us. You got a brand new album that you just released, brand new music video. So tell us a bit about the album and the video.
That is correct, Romeo. First of all, thank you guys so much. You guys are like the hub of Tejano music. Everyone comes here for the latest and greatest on information. And so I appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity. Grupo Vision out of Freeport, Texas. We've actually been as a group since April of 2006. Mm-hmm. So what I love about the new project is that it's just getting out on the airwaves. And, of course, the video that we recently released. And a lot of people are, who's this new group? But we've actually been around. We just celebrated 11 years. So that's a good thing. The new CD entitled Mirando Adelante, we recorded at our own home base studio under Big D's Recordings. Okay. And it's, once again, it's Grupo Vision Mirando Adelante. It has 11 tracks on the CD. 8 of those 11 are original. So another plus for us, bringing out some brand new original material. The variety on the CD. We've always been known in our hometown and pretty much everywhere that we've performed as the variety. Everyone calls in that books the band. I saw you here. I saw you there. And I love your variety. We're a type of group that will throw some Tejano at you, some Norteño, cumbias, country, just very versatile. And it's worked in our favor. So yeah. I decided with the CD, let's go ahead and go that route. And we have the same flavor. You've got your hard Tejano, your conjunto, an original Norteño tune on there as well. And there's a bonus track, which is number 11, that I did with my dad, who was, of course, my biggest musical influence, and my brother, who has a mariachi group out of Houston, Texas. And that one's entitled Al Pie de la Tumba. My dad has always, since we were able to speak, started teaching us how to sing and play guitar. And there's actually a recording on there that it has me singing with him when I was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So we use that clip in the beginning, and then we fade out and come into him and I singing it today with my brother's mariachis in the background. So it's pretty
that's
great.
Awesome.
Great experience.
Yeah, that's great. It's like that Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole kind of stuff, huh?
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Excited about that. So you got this new album here for y'all. And of course, let's see here. Let's talk about musical influences. What kind of influence, you know, had on the for your music?
Growing up, it was always Ramon Ayala, Ruben Naranjo y Los Gamblers. That was like the main music that we listened to growing up as kids. My brother and I, like I said, were heavily influenced by our parents, my dad especially. My mother also played piano. As we started getting older, I started playing in groups in Tejano bands when I was 12 years old. As we started getting older, maybe 10, 11, 12, 13, we started noticing and recognizing La Sombra, Excelencia, La Fiebre, and we're like, what is this? Mm-hmm. So starting there, and then we started expanding as well. Like my dad was also a heavy Ruben Vela. He loved Ruben Vela, Agustin Ramirez, Little Joe. So, I mean, all these different genres, but the younger guys are really, you know, watching them. And I actually heard it best from Bruno Mars. He says, when you're a young kid and you're heavily inspired by music, you always want to emulate or imitate your favorite artists.
Yeah.
And I remember we would go to the practice room when I was 12 years old and, you know, we need to dress like this. We need to play like this. We need to dance like this. And we're always trying to imitate La Sombra, Excelencia, La Fiebre, just trying to copy some of our favorite artists.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, here we are, what, 25, 26 years later, still in the game, still doing it. And now these guys are running buddies with us. You know, we're working together a lot and it's just, it's great. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. It's kind of cool when you get to do some shows with your mentor, your idols that you
exactly.
Know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then to be able to tell these stories to them, they're like, wow, man. And how long ago was this? And I'm like, 25 years ago. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah, you always sound like, yeah, when I was like 6 years old, I heard your song. You made me want to do this, what we're doing now.
So. Exactly.
But they always do good when we talk about, because those are the guys who, you know, paved the way for many of the new artists that are out there these days.
Exactly. You're exactly right, brother. Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, to be working with these guys, it's great. It's great.
Yeah. So you put some of that flavor, the influence you got into the brand new album. So tell me about what song on the album is probably like the, you know, have the most attraction to? Which one is it, like the song that you felt like it was the most for you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Number one, Solo y Triste. Mm-hmm. When I listened to that song, when I first heard it, it was actually given to me as a slow song. Mm-hmm. And the minute I heard it and just started singing it over and over and listening to the way it was recorded in the studio, because it was given to me as a demo with just a guy playing like a drum machine, slow beat in the background with some piano and singing. Mm-hmm. And it was written by Arturo Sanchez, by the way, who's a known songwriter for the Norteño side of the music. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, most popular known for writing the hits for Sólido, Grupo Sólido.
Yeah.
So, and he is from our hometown, real good friend of ours. And we were hanging out one day and he gave me this song, "What Do You Think?" And the more I heard it, I said, man, this has to be a cumbia. And I had him set up some tracks for me and I said, let's record it as a cumbia, just messing around. And once he heard it, he goes, do it the way you want to do it. That sounds great. So took it to the practice room. We started working on it very hard. But this song, when you hear it from the beginning, it reminds you of, like we talked about earlier, the old school Tejano, uh-huh, but with a twist, I guess you could say. It's something new. And when people hear it, they're like, man, that is so catchy. It takes me back to the days when Tejano was just on fire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any dance you had that was going on, everybody was there. You know, I mean, it brings you back to that. But then you listen to like, man, this is something totally different, but it also has that, it makes you comfortable, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of relate to the sound. Mm-hmm. We've been critiqued about this song a lot, saying, man, you really have the sound of the old school, but it's new school because you put the voice behind it. They're like, who's that? You can't really compare it to like, oh, you guys sound like this, or you sound like that, or you sound like him. So, and it's a good thing. I mean, I love hearing the critiques that we're getting about the song, porque it makes me feel like, okay, now we're original.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're on our own level here, but you know, we're also with the big boys. So I love that.
Yeah. You're developing your sound and, you know, getting out there and, you know, putting it out there for everybody to enjoy.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you got the new album that you just dropped, of course, and of course the new music video. Tell us about the video a little bit. You know, I know our boy Hector Rodriguez over at TejanoConcerts.com kind of put it together for you.
That's correct. Yeah, Hector Rodriguez has been a huge staple for us. We actually worked together back in the mid to late 90s for a couple of years, and we were under a record label that he was a part of and took us on the road all over Texas, New Mexico. We went to Mexico with him. So just a great guy. And we lost touch, and then we actually found each other again at a dance. It happened to be at another dance, and we hooked up, and he didn't realize that we had the new group going on, and we've always stayed in touch. So, you know, fast forward now to the album, we started talking about it, and he had mentioned a video. Mm-hmm. You know, bro, you know, you need to market this thing very well, and let's get a video out there and show the people who you are. So the more I thought about it, I'm like, you're right. We need to do this the right way and get it out there and show everybody who we are, because people knew the name, but they were kind of like, well, we don't know who you are. So there it is. Put together the idea. It's the same release, the Solo y Triste, track number one off the debut CD. Mm-hmm. And we filmed this in, it's a town called El Maton. It's one of those outskirt towns, population probably 600 people, if even. Yeah. And there's a ranch out there that this lady, you know, oversees. It's 800 acres. Mm-hmm. And she gave us total access to the ranch, and we shot the music video there. It took about 6 hours to film the video. And Hector was right there along with us. And the directors of the video were Donald Valdez and Carlos Garcia with DV Productions. Mm-hmm. And these guys are amazing, man. We have drones. We had about 8 or 9 GoPros there. I mean, the sliding camera, everything was just amazing.
Wow. So, yeah. You want to check it? check out the video right now. Also at thehanonation.net, you can check out the music video we're talking about right now and go see it for yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Yeah. I encourage everyone to check it out. Give us the feedback. I mean, whether it's positive, negative, any advice. I mean, we appreciate it all because we take that into heart, into consideration, and do whatever we can do to make it better.
Yeah. And you were talking about how, the name of the band is out there. But speaking of the name of the band, there's a couple of bands that kind of make me confuse your name because there's, matter of fact, Bino G was saying, like, man, we were trying to put together the fanfare. We're trying to make sure that the right Grupo Vision is performing at the right time. Do you have like confusion with the bands and,
To be honest with you, our friends from Grupo Vision, from Zapata.
Yeah.
And I've only received in the 11 years of our existence, I've only received maybe 3 phone calls thanking that it was them.
Yeah.
So not too bad.
Not too bad.
I'm
sure they get phone calls thinking that they're you.
I'm sure they do. I mean, like on Facebook, we're friends with a lot of the groups, and they'll post their flyers where they're going to be at, and people think it's us. Hey, great guys! I see you're going to play in Arizona. I see you're going to Las Vegas. So it's tough at times to hear that, because of course you wish you were in that situation, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell the guys, hey, it is what it is. We're going to stick with the name. And of course, we spell ours V-I-Z-I-O-N.
Yeah.
And their V-I-S-S-I-O-N? I think it's 2 S's.
Yeah, I think
or
so.
V-I-S-I-O-N.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, the music is a little bit different. They're kind of more Signal type. I kind of relate them to Signal a lot.
Yeah.
Like Costumbre type. Bunch of great guys, great músicos, really good friends of ours. So. It's kind of funny. I mean, at the end of the day, we kind of sit back and laugh about it. But yeah, I know business wise and performance wise, people, of course, want to see your favorite groups. And I mean, I know people plan ahead at fanfare, especially. And I mean, if anyone went out there thinking it was them and it was us, I apologize. But I hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just tell them with the Z. Just remember with the
Z. There you go. Exactly.
So where do you see yourself, you and the band, maybe 5 to 10 years from now? Now, I know you've been around for 11 years, so in another 5-10 years in the business, where do you see yourself?
Right. Well, actually, we're already talking about new material. I mean, the album barely released in March 20th, but we're already putting together new material for the next CD. We don't have a name for the next CD yet, but right now we're just gathering some songs. Our same songwriters, Arturo Sanchez and his brother, Polo Sanchez, those guys have agreed to come back on board with us and give us some more material. And we also have on our debut CD now, there's Jimmy Gonzalez and us became really close within the past, let's say 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a lot of shows together and he invites me to come on stage and sing 4, 5, 6 songs with him, which I love because I'm a huge Mas fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked his blessing to record Kaya and Ahora Quiero Que Me Quieras on our debut CD. And without any hesitation, he said he would be honored. So there's another song that they did way back in the, I want to say maybe the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give the name of the song away because, I want to record it first. But we're planning on bringing that song back. And we're going to do it al estilo conjunto. Ooh, and I'm hoping that this song here will be the one on the next CD that people will really recognize and take off with. Of course, besides the original material. But
yeah.
I think this one here, the way we are changing it up is totally different than what people are used to hearing. And awesome. The ideas that we're putting into it. So, si Dios quiere, within the next 5 years or so, of course, we'd like to put an album out every year, and we're doing everything on our own, which is good.
Yeah.
It's nice to be under a label. We've been in that situation before, I don't know how really to put it into words. You're kind of restricted on what you can and can't do.
Yes.
Versus doing everything on your own. I enjoy this a little bit better. you know, one album per year. Hopefully we can start touring the albums as well. And that's where you guys come into play as well. And we thank you so much for that, because you're, like I said, you're a huge hub for the Tejano community. And I know of so many people that I've spoken to that come to Tejano Nation to read what's going on, listen to new music, check out the videos. I mean, you guys provide it all. And we cannot thank you enough as músicos, solo artists, as anyone involved in Tejano music. Cannot thank you guys enough for what you do for us. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. This is what we're here for. We're to support everybody as much as we can. Lately, we're getting a lot of music, so we try to get to them as quick as we can. Sometimes right. It takes a little longer, but yeah, we try to support everybody in La Onda and make sure everybody has a chance and be heard.
That is correct. That is correct. It's amazing what internet has done for Tejano music, internet and social media. You just get things out there a lot faster. I know with internet, it's a lot more lenient as well than terrestrial radio. So,
yeah,
that's great.
Sure is. Cool. So if anybody wants to get a hold of Grupo Vision, you know, social media, what do you got out there for them?
Yeah, facebook.com/Grupo Vision, and that's V-I-Z-I-O-N. We also have the Instagram, which is Grupo Vision, V-I-Z-I-O-N. We have our Twitter as well, which is at Grupo Vision. So you can call me direct as well. My number is 979-709-1123. My name again is Oscar Nino. I'm the lead vocalist and bajo sexto player for Grupo Vision. And we're based out of Freeport, Texas, which is a few miles from the Lake Jackson area, the home of Selena. Mm-hmm. So we're right there in Freeport, close to Galveston as well, I guess you could say. So we look forward to meeting new faces and going new places. A ver qué pasa con este disco. And I appreciate all of your support. I encourage everyone to call in and continue supporting our music, requesting our music. Check out the latest music video from Grupo Vision. You know, do whatever you can to help us out. I like to say, help a brother out, right?
There you go. Support them. Support them. Right. Share their Facebook pages or everything.
Right. Right there. Get on Facebook. Yeah, like us. Like us.
All right. Well, thanks, Oscar, for taking time out to talk to me for a little bit, man, talking about the new album and everything you got going. I wish you the best success in the future for you and Grupo Vision, and looking to see big things for you guys in the next few months and years.
Okay, Romeo. Gracias también a ustedes, to everybody from TejanoNation.net. You guys are amazing. God bless you guys for what you do. And, que Dios te da más fuerza to keep doing what you're doing, brother. We appreciate you very much. You guys are huge for all of us. I mean, for the up-and-coming, for the established artists, you guys are great. And I read all of your articles. I read everything. I was just reading the Adalberto article earlier this week. So that's great. I love that. So thank you guys for doing what you do. You keep up with the artist. And, even you do follow-up stories too, which is great. So I love all of that. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for putting our music out there, our videos out there, and just interviewing us and keeping the people entertained with what's going on with their favorite artists. Thank you guys so much.
Sure, no problem. So we're here for it, to help support you, support Grupo Vision. Matter of fact, let's get into the single. I'll let you introduce it and play the single form right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Oscar Niño with Grupo Vision. We hope you guys are having a great day. This is our latest single entitled Solo y Triste off the debut CD Mirando Adelante, right here on Tejano Nation Radio.
¿Quién soy yo? ¿Quién pude ser? La verdad no lo sé decir. El ayer para mí se fue y hoy solo me quedó sufrir. Yo lloré por tu amor y no lo niego. Te perdí, ya lo sé, y que nada puedo hacer. El destino nos separó, porque no nos quiso juntos. Solo y triste sin tu amor, por el mundo voy vagando, en busca de una ilusión, en busca de otro amor. Thank you. perdí, ya lo sé, y que nada puedo hacer. El destino nos separó, porque no nos quiso juntos. Solo y triste sin tu amor, por el mundo voy vagando, en busca de una ilusión, en busca de otra.